Yeah, can we start? Yeah.
We can do this.
Okay. So I'll start off. I'll start off saying congratulations.
Thank you, Erica. It is a real honor to be invited into this community of amazing people. When I walk up the street and I see all of these faces of people who have influenced my career, Douglas Lockheed, you know, Thaddeus Alonia, Ray Legier, and on and on and on and on. And it's just a real thrill and a real honor to be acknowledged within that group.
Now, your career in arts and cultures, I mean, you have a diverse array of contributions that you've made. You're a vocalist, and you're running Fog Forest. What does it mean to be nominated as an arts builder to you? What did that mean to you when you heard that?
Well, you know, I'm really happy about that because I do a lot of things. You know, life is short and there's a whole lot to do in a short time. You know, so I do find a real stimulation in having my own creative practice. But really, when it comes down to it, I like to do things. I like to get things started. I love to be behind the scenes. I love very much sort of coming up with a creative idea about an exhibition or a show or a concert or something. And then the effort that it takes to actually make it happen, and the fulfillment when you stand back and watch it go, right? I mean, there's nothing more satisfying, really, than sitting at the merch table, at the ticket table at George's Roadhouse in the middle of a really good blues show when, you know, there's a whole bunch of people up just dancing, like dancing fools, and the music is good and people are having a really nice time, and I'm sitting there thinking, God, this feels good. It just feels good, you know? So being a part of the building of things is really important. And the interesting thing is I've noticed just recently, because, you know, people are making their way back into an active life after, you know, COVID, that, you know, the community has lost a lot of buzz. And we had an opening here a couple of weeks ago, and there were some friends of Tim Isaacs came and they played some swing jazz on the street, and it was a beautiful evening. It was 5 to 7. And people were walking by and they stopped and they listened and they smiled, and you just could feel that buzz again, you know? And I'm thinking, I miss this. I really miss this. So I think, you know, even though there's still worries and good reason to worry, I think we need to get back into the groove and get this community buzzing again. Because that was something that would have happened every day, all over the place. Nothing to turn a corner and find some happening going on the street, right? And I think, you know, we've got the capacity to do that, and I'd love to see us get back to into that again.
Okay, so you're getting, you know, you're getting recognized for your arts building to date, but you see a lot to do in the coming while.
Oh, I think we've got more to do in the next coming while than we've had in the past, quite honestly, you know. One of the difficulties is over the last 10 years, you know, we've lost a lot of facilities. You know, we don't have George's Roadhouse. We don't have the Live Bait Theater space. I go back and think of all of the events that took place in that Live Bait Theater space. We don't have the United Church anymore for beautiful, larger places. The Vogue Cinema is in question. I mean, it's going to be really hard to market Sackville as an arts community if we don't have anywhere to perform the arts. So as an arts builder, I think that's kind of maybe my job, maybe, you know, to, you know, start beating the pavement and saying, come on, folks. You know, if we just complacently sit back and think, oh, somebody else will do this, we might be sorry what the outcome will be. And I really don't think that's part of our nature. It's not part of our culture. It's not part of our history. But I think we need to protect it. We need to work hard to maintain it. I'd love to see some effort go into trying to ensure that we have a space. Now, I know that's a big ask, and who exactly goes about doing that, I'm not sure. But that would go a long way to solidifying what this community is all about. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm curious to know, you know, and there might be people listening who haven't met you, Maybe.
Not many.
Maybe.
Not many. Actually, there's a lot of new people in town, and it's really exciting. I look around and I think, wow, there's a whole bunch of people here. I don't know. Haven't met them. And I think that just shows, how the community is developing and how it's growing, and that's really good. Now we have to make sure that those people feel like there's a place for them, and that they can interact with things, they can get involved, they can volunteer, they can step up and become part of something. That's what we need to do as a host community, to make sure that the new people who are moving in here really can make a home for themselves.
So I wanted to ask about your pathway to Sackville and how you found yourself here and in the Fog Forest Gallery and how you got on this track.
Well, in 1774, my ancestors came to Sackville. So, so I have quite a long history. And I'm happy to be here. Of course, as most Maritimers, I had to get out of Sackville before I could appreciate what it was, right? So, back when I was a kid, I left and went to school in Ontario and worked in Newfoundland for a while. And it only took about 3 years, and it became abundantly clear that my home was here, and I wanted to be here. And the rest is history.
Yeah, so you've been here and working in the arts and culture sector this whole
Ever
time.
since, yeah, entirely. And lucky to be able to do so. But remember, as a builder, I might stir the pot, so to speak, but I don't run the programs. I don't do all of the work. It's volunteers and it's community members who, if you can get them stimulated and interested and excited about something, the rest of it just kind of naturally unfolds. It's like an evolution.
What does it mean to you that the arts wall, which is really more of an arts walk, I
Yeah,
like
it
to
is
call
now. Yeah.
it. What does it mean to you that recognition that the town gives to its arts community? Is that sort of a special thing?
Good for you, Erica. I think that's really important. It's so easy to criticize, and we live in a time where criticism, is paramount. Civility seems to be going the other way. But we do have to acknowledge and be grateful that the leaders, the town leaders, have assigned concern and interest and a budget, and it's sincere. I mean, the work that they do in acknowledging the artists, is really quite extraordinary, and I think they need to be congratulated for that and encouraged and supported. Yeah. I mean, if you look at the poems on poles, how many times do you drive by and you notice somebody standing there reading the poem? And then they go to the next pole and they read it. Many of us just kind of, oh yeah, it's poems on poles. And that you think, oh, that's cool, And the arts wall is another one. How many people stop and read and look at them? And I think it's a wonderful recognition. And the town needs to be thanked for the time they put into that.
We won't be there at the ceremony to hear the official induction. What kind of message do you think you'll have for the crowd gathered to celebrate these new additions?
I just gave it to
Okay,
you.
that's it.
That's it. Don't be complacent. Step up, support, get involved. Even though it's easy to stay home and watch something on TV, put your dancing shoes on, go out, enjoy a show, a theater production, a film, an exhibition, whatever it takes, go out and support it. And the support can be in any way. It can be helping to find facilities, that are reliable, that we can count and on trust. It can be making a donation. It can be volunteering. Whatever it takes.
So in your career so far, are there highlights where you've that stand out for you in terms of the impact you've made?
Well, the gallery's been a really important part of my life. I mean, it's been 40 years next year. Can you believe that? I know. The artists that I've had the pleasure of working with, the art buyers who you know, are passionate and interested and keen, and they want to support. Yeah, there's just so many things, you know, there's so many things musically, you know, music is, as you know, very near and dear to my heart, you know, house concerts. I mean, once you've been to a house concert, you're sitting there amongst 20 or 30 people in a living room listening to somebody like Stephen Fearing or Rose Cousins. I mean, life is never quite the same after that, right? Any concert after that seems like a compromise, right? Yeah, lots of highlights.
That's great. Anything else you want to mention or something I should ask about?
No, I just think we live in a very special place. And, you know, Sackville's had a cultural history for over 100 years. This is not new. This isn't something that was just created out of tourism, right? This is not Disneyland. This is real. And it goes back a long, long ways. And I think that it's a very special community and will remain that way. But we have to protect it and we have to keep shining it up every now and then.